Today's reading is 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace to you. We always thank God for all of you, remembering you in our prayers, and continually recalling before our God and Father your work of faith, your labor of love, and your enduring hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers who are beloved by God, we know that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power, in the Holy Spirit, and with great conviction. Just as you know, we lived among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord when you welcomed the message with the joy of the Holy Spirit in spite of your great suffering. As a result, you have become an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For not only did the message of the Lord ring out from you to Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone out to every place, so that we have no need to say anything more. For they themselves report what kind of welcome you gave us, and how you turned to God from idols, to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus our Deliverer from the coming wrath. This is God's Word. We paused our reading in Acts, at Acts chapter 18, in the last devotional, because it seems clear that Paul wrote this first letter to the Thessalonians while he was in Corinth during the time period covered in Acts 18, and you can see that by looking at Acts 18, verse 11. So we're going to read this letter, 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians, for the next few days before we return to Acts. This passage overflows with thanksgiving for the Thessalonian believers, because the evidence of their faith in God was so abundantly clear to Paul. Because Paul was thankful for them, he prayed for these believers. And what was it that Paul prayed about when he prayed for them? Verse 3 says it was, "Your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by the hope in our Lord Jesus Christ." In other words, it was their walk with God that he prayed for. He thanked God for how their faith showed itself in real-life ways, and he prayed that God would continue to mature and strengthen their faith. I think that one reason why we find it hard to pray for other Christians is that we are not in tune with their spiritual lives. We pray for health and happiness when we do pray, but do we thank God for ways in which we see each other growing and ask God to help that growth keep going? As your devotional time comes to a close this morning, take some time to think of another believer, maybe someone you brought to Christ, or whose faith you've contributed to as a discipler or a teacher or a friend. Take a few minutes right now to think about what evidence of growth you've seen in that person's life and what areas he or she may be challenged in now. Then pray, thanking God for what he's done in that person's life and asking God to keep doing that work. This kind of intercessory prayer pleases God and is so helpful for a believer's growth. If you found this devotional helpful, would you consider signing up by email so that you receive this every day in your in-basket, and then you can watch it or listen to it from there? Go to dailypbj.com/subscribe if you'd like to do that. Also, I'm looking for people to support me financially every month, and you can do that by going to dailypbj.com/support. There are various tiers of support there, and I'm so thankful for anything that you can give. Finally, maybe you want to share this video with someone else who might find it helpful. God bless you. Hope you have a great day. We'll see you next time.